One of the best ways of learning about corruption and bribes is to read some first-hand reports. Consider the website ipaidabribe.com. It's open source, and that means that tens of thousands of people who have paid bribes or who have refused to pay bribes can go to the site and write down their stories for you to read. It's about the so-called nickel and dime bribes of everyday life. Of course, instead of nickels and dimes, very often it's rupees. The site is based in Bangalore, and it's no accident that of all of the cities, the greatest number of bribe reports on the site come from Bangalore, but the concept also has been extended to other nations. I clicked on one of those bribe reports, and here's what I read. There was a gentleman who wanted to buy a trade license, and the government official started off the conversation by saying, and I quote, "Sir, I am corrupt. I am like a mosquito who will suck your blood only once and will not trouble you again. I will give you four options." Basically, it boiled down to he could pay the bribe and get a license in 10 days or not pay the bribe and maybe get a license in about 6 months. The officer then explained that he himself needed the money because he had to pay a bribe to get his daughter into the right school. Can you guess what happened? Well, about 25,000 rupees were paid, and at the time that happened, that was equal in value to about $500. Go to the site yourself, read about the bribes. It's one of the best ways to learn about corruption in developing nations. ipaidabribe.com.